This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
3 seconds recording, and we're at 5-7 seconds recording so far. And
okay,
we
I'm at 10 seconds. Do we need to be synced?
Nope. 13 seconds.
That'll
recording.
Be helpful just so.
We don't have to, but it could be cool if we did figure it out.
Okay.
Just the same as looking at the audio track and just like hearing the voice say the number of seconds in addition to seeing it, I think will be useful for
it's
him.
It's good for Sam, yeah. And so I guess probably every 45 seconds, let's say, we'll announce what time we're at just so Sam can track it.
Okay.
And that's just, it's one of the challenges, but also one of the things that's kind of cool about doing this over Zoom is that people can kind of track along at home and maybe start their own microphone to pretend they're in the conversation. And
yeah. Okay, great. Now, are we doing it every 45 seconds from the start, or are we checking
doesn't
in
have to
at
be exact. Doesn't have
intervals?
To be exact. And your 45 seconds might not be mine, which is part of why we do it, right? So for me, it's at a minute and 13 seconds right now. So I'll probably do it again somewhere around just shy of 2 minutes.
Is there a way that the check-in could be every 60 seconds? Because I feel like that might be easier for me in terms of the math of it all.
60 seconds from at 13.
From the 45 or from?
Yeah. From 113?
Sure. I mean, I was just thinking we could just, you know, sort of just
as we even talk about this, we do have to figure it out pretty quickly because I am coming up on my next 45 seconds. So if it's going to be 60 rather than 45, then I do need to know.
And we're all in the same time zone, right?
That, Joe, have you traveled? I assume that we are.
Because I'd have to adjust an hour ahead or an hour back.
So it's at 40. So I just missed the 45 seconds. So it has to be 60 now because I just missed it because it was 158.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do 45 seconds because I feel like that's kind of.
Now you want to do 45.
I can't. I'm 213.
Because you went to 60? Okay. You went over to 60 because
well
like
we can make
like
it higher but we can't make it lower now than 60 because I waited for you which
it's
a little at my show but
right
which is it's fine I want you to be comfortable you're the guest but I do think then we have to go higher than 60 even which is going to get kind of ridiculous.
Okay, let's just do a minute 45, and then I feel like that's a good compromise. We're doing everybody once, so it'll be...
If we could only talk about it in terms of seconds, though, so let's say 105 seconds.
Every 105 seconds, sure, great. I think that's fine. Let's do that. And now, the only thing for me is the digital output on my audio recorder is giving me it in minutes and seconds, which is unfortunate, because now I kind of wish it was just all seconds. Is there, Kevin or Sam, can you get me into my... sort of the mainframe of my computer so that I can change the output
of my
QuickTime recorder.
What's your Wi-Fi? What's your Wi-Fi?
I haven't hacked a mainframe in...
Well, I don't think you'll need to be able to hack... you might have to. My Wi-Fi is Joe Peanut, and then my...
And I just missed my minute 45, so we're going to have to extend it again.
Okay. All right. So
also Sam's internet appears to have dropped out just before he said how long it's been since he last hacked a mainframe.
Oh, there he is.
You're back, Sam.
All right. Do you guys want to start?
Yeah. Just say finish your sentence about how long it's been since you last hacked a mainframe. Just so we have that.
We can't say it's been on this show.
Yeah. Well, I got out of the joint about 2 years ago. So I'd say 3 years.
Got it.
Well, there's been innovations, but... I think maybe not so much that it wouldn't be outside of the realm of possibility that I don't think so many things.
You want to catch Sam up on some of the innovations of the last 2 years?
Okay. Well, I guess it'd be easier to sort of take us all back to 2018. So at that point,
absolutely.
I know for me, I was using Rocket Mail. And so I think one of the bigger changes from then to now is most people, like 99% of people were on Rocket Mail. And now I would say a good 50% of those people have moved over to Google Mail. So a lot of people are using Google Mail.
Hey, are people still asking Jeeves?
Oh, man.
Wow. So this is further
back. Is that important for the way you do stuff?
Yeah, Jeeves is my main provider.
He gets his mail. He gets a lot of his mail. Jeeves, please show me my mail.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want a theme song?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Meg Ryan, Richard Gere, and Sean, you
take it away.
If you want to,
whenever
you're ready.
Are you
talking? Are you saying something?
Whenever you're ready, Hayes. Take it away.
Can you hear me?
I'm prepared for you to start it, and whenever you go,
are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm
following your lead.
Okay, I can hear you.
The volume was a little loud on the song, but so I didn't hear the beginning of you, but I know you started the show.
Okay, so you can really, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's the ball's in your court, and I'm ready to back you up. What do you got, brother?
I am initiating.
Do you need him to play the song again?
Go ahead, yes, go ahead, yes. Play the song again. Did we lose Sam? And Sam is gone.
Sam's
gone. So we don't have the song. We don't have the song.
Oh, I can play the song for you. 1 second.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Is it playing?
I'm hearing it, yes.
You are hearing the song, Joe.
You hear it, Joe?
I'm getting the song, yeah.
I don't have it. Ah, and it just kicked in for me.
And now it's dropped out.
So where is it for you? Are you? Is it ending for you?
You can't
then,
hear it anymore, getting it. Joe?
No, I can't anymore.
It dropped
I was
out
getting
for you?
It through my headphones.
Okay. Should I take my headphones off? Is it coming out of my computer?
It couldn't hurt to see what happens if you take your headphones off.
All right, I'm taking my headphones off. So I'm not going to be able to hear your voice. I don't think.
Okay, I'll do a lot of like gesticulations and sort of
through body language. Yeah, just signal me if I should put them back on, but I'm going to see if I can hear it when I take them off.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear it? Well, I guess you can't hear me. It's playing for me right now.
Playing for me. I'll tell Sean.
And he's doing kind of a chef's kiss. He likes the song. He loves the song. It's delicious. It's grooving.
So my headphones are back on. So I didn't hear a thing when I took them off.
We had it.
I was getting just the vocal track.
Oh, I was getting the full thing.
You could hear the whole song. Okay.
Yeah, I could hear the rat-a-tat of the drums and the sort of tinkle-tinkle of the piano and everything.
Yeah.
In addition to the...
Joe, do you have a musical background? Are you... and hearing the terminology that you're using, it feels like you maybe.
I mean, I
studied
dabble.
With. Yeah,
I'm a student of it. I'm a lover of it. But it's not my full time thing. You know.
No, well, that's it. That keeps it fun.
Music
too.
Didn't put a ring on it. You know, music is just.
Is your
she's my mistress.
Side B word.
Yeah, me and coffee broke up,
but
me and music are dating now.
Oh, that's
because originally
that's
Sleep
exciting.
And I had broken
you
up.
Were with Sleep and
I was with Sleep
up.
For a long time. Sleep and I broke up, and I was then dating Coffee for a while. And my ex Sleep was not really a big part of my life because Coffee and I were constantly together.
Sure.
Coffee and I now have broken up. You know, good terms.
And you and Sleep, I just want to say, like, you, the way you handle exchanging the kid, which is, of course, milk.
Yes.
Is, like, very mature, very, like, while you don't necessarily have, like, a great interpersonal relationship, like, when it comes to milk, you guys are, like, very
good
about everything.
We want to keep milk's best interest at heart. Obviously Milk and Sleep deserve to have a relationship, but Coffee and Milk and I also should stay in touch, and that's true now with Music and Milk. The music is a part of Milk's life, and I hope that flourishes. I was afraid about introducing them a little too soon when I did Pour the Milk on My Music. which could have gone either way, but they've been actually getting along great.
Yeah.
And did we lose Sam?
Sam may be gone, but we got two theme songs out of him, which is more than he would usually contribute to the show.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, the insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names of the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up?
We have Joe Wenger, America's number one clean comic, here with us today. Joe, it is so great to have you talk about. I've heard you talk about the, you know, like just one-on-one before and then like kind of group like salon settings, but like why clean comedy is edgier than swearing.
Why the choice to never go blue is actually the boldest, most punk rock thing you can do as a comedian. Yeah.
And about your philosophy that is really interesting to me, which is that not swearing should be rated R, because that is actually the edgier, more counterculture decision that people are that like less ready for because it is so bold, and not swearing should be rated R, and keeping your clothes on should be rated R.
Yeah, rated R, you know, and depending on what type of clothes you're wearing, you know, maybe even rated NC-17.
Okay, can you go into more specifics on the kind of clothes that should be rated X?
Well, I just think it's obscene sometimes with the amount of clothes. Like, the more clothes you put on, the more you're getting in the way of the sort of natural beauty of the human form.
The human skin.
Yeah.
So,
yes, well, and it also is perverse, right, to tease and scintillate and to say, hey, everything that you think you want to see sexually is right behind here. Oh, no, now it's behind here. Oh, no, now it's behind here. And forcing the imagination to go to some of these more depraved places. Whereas if you just see the body, no big deal. It's the body.
Yes. Anything could be under a big bulky coat, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm imagining wild, insane things.
Yeah. Could be a big beanus up there.
It could.
A big what?
A beanus.
No, there could be an enormous beanus. And we, you know, we've talked about this on the show before, of course, but I do think when I see a body, I go, hey, I got one of those. Mm-hmm. But when I see a big giant coat, which I do not have and I'm not allowed to have, I do go, what is it, a freaking Venus in there?
And where is it?
And so you're not allowed to have a coat, did you say?
Yeah, it's part of the settlement between Sleep and I, and obviously Coffee also got possession of some of the coats, and any coat that I have is technically, even if I purchase a new one, is the property of either Sleep or Coffee.
Okay, so I will say something and it will seem like a joke, I think, but my thing stopped recording at 8:04.
Okay, so this is why actually this is why we were supposed to be checking in every 105 seconds, and that
which
sort
you sort of torpedoed,
like, wow,
Joe, if you remember. If we had done the 45 seconds, we would have lost almost nothing.
I put the kibosh on that.
And why do we think that that happened, that the recording stopped?
That maybe the file got too large for my computer, which doesn't bode well for the whole podcast, I would say, for the episode.
Okay.
Did you... I would possibly start a new recording.
Okay.
Don't delete what you just did.
Yeah,
now,
don't delete,
no,
the
delete
old
it,
one,
Joe. Delete it. Delete it now.
Ideally, then you'll have like an 8-minute recording and then like a 12-minute recording, and then that will be the entirety of the episode. I did have this happen once, Joe, and I never figured out what it was.
Again.
I think it was during our famous Alan Yang episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really good.
Well, now it looks like it's a recording.
Okay, but can you hear Sean? Because he was actually about to tell a story.
I was telling a story. And what happened to me was, I think around...
I didn't get Sean because I got the theme song is kicked back in.
You're getting the theme song?
As soon as I was able
pretty
to...
Pretty loud? Okay.
And what I'm doing now is I'm hearing us talking about whether or not we can hear the theme song.
Okay, so I'm going to take my headphones off then.
So, okay. So you are hearing the episode. You're hearing possibly that you're listening to the 8-minute file that you have just.
And I'm getting the theme song. It's coming from somewhere outside.
Uh-huh.
The theme song's happening here.
Is that where Sam went?
Sam may be outside holding the blue box over his head, Say Anything style, playing the theme song in an attempt to reunite.
So, Joe, you listen to the song, you enjoy the song, and Sean, if you want to finish your story, and then we can actually, I don't think we have actually heard Joe talk about clean comedy yet. I would really like to hear this.
Well, this gives me an idea, actually, too, though, that if someone wants to make a YouTube video where it is the scene from Say Anything.
Okay, so the theme song finished for me now. I can't hear it anymore.
From Say Anything playing out of the boombox that Lloyd Dobler is holding above his head, and that's how he wins back Ione Sky.
But what would be coming out of the boombox?
It would be the theme song from our show.
Mm. Mm. That's cool, yeah.
Could be funny.
That could be a really good meme. So, did we finish the Alan Yang story?
Oh, it was just that I was just trying to connect to Joe a little bit. He seemed sort of nervous and honestly, he was acting fucked up. And I was just
coming up with kind of a little bit
anything to. I know that language you don't love. Okay,
that's a little bit of why I feel this way. I'm worried about it because I feel a little out of my depth with some of the technological things, but then also these letter after e bombs that I'm a little bit worried about. Yeah, I don't even like to tread into.
Yeah, and you like to talk about how it is babyish and how.
Well, here's the thing:
it should be rated B for baby. And
the
not swearing should be rated R.
For really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I agree with that. Because comedy, who likes to laugh? It's basically everybody, except for people that are having, sort of severe jaw issues. Right. And so my comedy, I'm trying to reach everyone except for those people that have sensitivity
severe
to the
jaw issues.
And those people aren't welcome at my shows or to consume any of my comedy. So if as long as your jaw's fine, come in and bring grandma and bring
doing
the
okay
kids
over here
and bring everybody.
Doing okay here.
Can we hear that again? Really nice noise.
Yeah, that's a
those
good
teeth
that's
are
a good,
really
chomp.
Connecting very hard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we? What are we doing today, Kevin?
Joe's going to help us make PG versions of the podcast.
Okay, that's
so
great.
So basically, we have this deal going through. It's not finalized, but Scripps, which we all know is sort of a lame duck, is hopefully being acquired by the Disney Corporation. They've lost a lot of money on theme parks being closed and everything else during COVID. And really, they've seen the only path out for them is the Hard Nation back catalog, which generates the majority of the revenue for Earwolf Scripps, etc. They want to buy it at a premium, but so much of the content, because of their corporate philosophy of being family friendly and being clean, so much of the content they cannot use. And so we have been tasked with helping this deal go through, and we are good partners. We are going to take some of our behind the paywall episodes that have some, frankly, pretty nasty and schnarsty language and... Yeah. And Kevin has pulled some of the more egregious clips, and we've hired you, America's number one clean comic, to help us dub over sections that would not be acceptable to Disney. So that they, when I was a kid, we would watch a movie on TBS or something, right? We'd watch The Breakfast Club, and unfortunately, John Hughes was had a bit of a potty pen, and he would dip his pen in the freaking toilet water before he wrote some of this stuff. and they would say F words, even the teens in the movie.
Yeah.
And so what they did, which was nice for me when I was a kid, is I would watch it and they would say flippin' fly swatter.
Right.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something that, you know, looked the same, same number of syllables, but was not.
And from my vantage point, an improvement, I think.
Mm-hmm. So much
better.
It's
a bit more interesting.
So much better.
Because I've never heard anybody say that before.
That was what I liked. Is that it was,
and that was to replace what was in the actual movie, which was fucking bussy swatter.
Yeah.
Which was something that Anthony Michael Hall's character says at the very, very end.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love that you said that there, Hayes. And,
but this is educational for the listeners.
We have to give the example because, like, if we're going to hear this, it gets very nasty in these clips.
And it does get nasty as well, frankly.
And that's fine. I just worry about me. I have a big tour coming up this summer. Uh-huh. I don't want to have that be jeopardized in any way. So if you're going to say anything.
You are still
like,
touring. That's on. The tour is still booked. Still,
yes.
I guess not
need to
still
laugh
booked
right
because
now.
You have. Sort of taken advantage of this moment to go on tour.
These are new dates that I've put up mid-April to towards the end of April. But I just feel like people need to laugh right now. We need to have a release. And so I got to get out there. But I want people to be there and looking at me and going, oh, he wasn't present in any sort of situation where any of these words have been said ever. Maybe we can do something, and obviously don't keep this as part of the video / audio podcast, but like if you guys do say something like that, if there's a way that just in post we can Photoshop me or I guess video shop me. Again, technology has changed a lot in the past 10 years. Video shop me walking out of frame when you guys say this sort of stuff or play these sort of clips.
And immediately after coming back in with like a snack and going, what did I miss?
Yeah,
exactly. Or it doesn't have to be that. It could be like a picnic basket falls on my head and then the people would believe that I don't even hear what was just said because my head's being covered.
You're getting
by the
a snack.
Basket
either way, you get
it's
a
true.
Snack out of the deal.
Yeah, and that I'll leave up to you guys and to your team of whatever you think is best. I am still recording, and I've crossed the 8-minute, 15-second mark.
Okay. That's huge.
Yeah,
if we could just keep checking in at those intervals, that would be...
That's going to help us.
Yeah, for sync purposes.
The other, I finally am no longer hearing the song or us talking or anything anymore, so that's also
do you
helpful
wanna,
for me to just clear
it just
my head.
Stopped for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give us a hey, I'm back. What did I miss? Just
eating,
to make
just
Kevin's life easier
so
that you can be re-entering
eating,
the conversation after
eating
the,
something. You went
maybe
to
with a mouthful of yogurt or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to mime the yogurt.
Yeah, and it's like spilling out.
But I've got water here, so I'll just use water as yogurt. And
okay.
Oh, hey, guys, I'm back. Just grabbed some snack. Whoa, the yogurt that my wife bought is so strange. It's very clear and thin and not viscous in the way that I normally expect it to be. What are we talking about?
And just do it again, but what did I miss?
Sure.
And I honestly think we will need a little more explanation over why the yogurt sounds like that.
Oh, guys, I'm all caught up. I heard everything from where I was.
No. We need to take this again. We need to take this again. You didn't say anything about the yogurt this time, which was not reading as yogurt on camera at all.
Yeah.
So we do need some sort of backstory for it. And I think just your wife buying it like at the store is not going to cut it. There has to
and
be
most
some kind
importantly,
of origin.
The whole idea is that you missed what we were saying.
Yes,
not that not that you heard everything.
This is for you. This is to protect you, Joe.
This is what we're going to play when you guys are using the schnarsty language. Okay, right. Okay. Let me go back.
Okay.
And just try to take this again.
And not just schnarsty. It's nasty as well.
Is it nasty also in terms of schnarsty?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And can a word be those things at the same time? Can a word hold both of those qualities, or are they normally one is?
God, I mean, I guess we'll take it case by case as we listen, and we'll decide which is which.
Whoa, did you guys miss me? My wife, guess what they're doing now? Remember Crystal Pepsi? Well, guess what? This is Crystal Yogurt, and it's just like that, except it's not carbonated because it's yogurt, but it is clear, and it is the voice of a new generation. What's happening?
So I love so much of this. You said, my wife, guess what they're doing now?
Yeah.
Remember Crystal Pepsi? And it only made sense in the context of having heard your first take where you did say that your wife had purchased the yogurt and that it was strange. But without that being in this explanation.
Really, I don't think you really addressed the viscosity, just the opacity. And what we're hearing is actually, it doesn't really matter what you say about whether or not it's clear. Because we can't hear that.
What you're really hearing is the not like a hard glug of yogurt, but just like a easy slurp of water.
Yeah, it sounds like just like extremely wet and slippery.
And if you're going to bring your wife into this and she's going to be complicit, I think, first of all, you should probably talk to her about that because it is fraud. It is.
But you have to tie that.
It's true.
So if you're going to bring it up,
audio.
You do have to tie it. You know, we have to get closure on referencing
finish
your
it.
Wife.
If you just say her name and then start describing a product, we're not going to make that connection.
Yeah. And I don't want to have to sort of get into the canoe with her right now because she is kind of peeved at me because we had to cancel a lot of our other summer plans for the tour embarking on.
Yes.
We were taking this big riverboat cruise. All through the sort of, you know, the American South, and we can't do that now.
Murder mystery, old South.
It's murder mystery.
Antebellum cruise.
It's a murder mystery. A different passenger gets murdered, quote unquote murdered every night, and then you get off at the next stop. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't want to get into that with her. So I'm going to, all right, what did I miss? And let's do it. Ready?
Texture of the yogurt. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what did I miss, guys? It is a yummy treat for me to have yogurt where I really put it through the magic bullet and mix it with vodka. So much vodka, and it's mostly vodka, more vodka than yogurt, and it gets it into a very thin state that's good for me to get that stuff in my body. I need it in there ASAP.
Great.
That was good. Hayes, any notes?
No, he did. I mean, he did not say what did I miss, which was one of the two.
No, it was the first thing he said, wasn't it?
Oh, okay, great. That's good. I was expecting it at the end. Because there's not, but we can always move that around. We got it. The important thing is we got everything that we need.
We can stitch that together. Hey, we're Stitcher, right? Stitcher Premium.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get to hear one of these clips now, Kevin?
Here we go. Here's the first clip.
Okay.
Hollywood Hamburg.
Comedy should be aggressive and exhausting.
I'm a killer.
Start it over, and I gotta know who this is.
That was DC Pearson.
Okay.
Hollywood Hamburg.
Comedy should be aggressive and exhausting.
I'm a killer. Mm-hmm. I am a killer out there. I am a trained fucking assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Coming for your laughs, man. I'm wearing your laughs on a fucking chain around my neck. I'm loaded for bear, laughs-wise. Mm-hmm. And I am going to fucking scalp you.
Oh, boy.
And fuck your dead body with my comedy dick.
Hollywood Hamburg.
Okay, so we obviously do need to dub over a couple of those words.
Yeah. That was something and we'll have to go to the other episodes where you said that. That was like
a catchphrase.
There was like one spring when you were saying that a lot.
I was saying that, I guess it was just mostly for one entire spring of episodes. So it was every week for 3 months or so.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we'll plug it in, but I think it'll match up if we just get one. So Joe, do you have, because you're the master of this, do you have something that's as impactful as, obviously we can all agree that clip was good.
And describes
use the so
Sean's
just for like
comic sensibility as well as that.
So but, fuck your dead body with my comedy dick. Let's start there.
Okay. Well, I think you just have to sort of break it down to what's the sort of real thing that you're getting at that's relatable to everybody that grandma can enjoy, that the kids can enjoy, and everything. So I think the first part of it is, you've found something that you didn't expect to find, maybe. Am I reading into too much with that, with the dead body? Is it now, is it a dead body or is it my dead body?
It's yours.
It was your dead body. Yeah. So like, I mean, my mind goes to like, love your dead body with my comedy hug.
Okay.
But I go, well, am I just pasting over it? And does it carry the same intent when I say that?
I actually, to me, that I actually think it's a bit funnier, just because I think hugs are just, I mean, you guys know I have this whole bit about hugs are just a slow motion tickle that where you're using both your arms. And so
this
it just
kills.
Makes me think of that.
I've seen this kill.
I am glad you brought that up because most people do not hug that way.
They don't hug right.
So, I mean, just like, I'm not saying it's like right or wrong, but when you deliver that joke, I do see some people being
there is
like,
a lot of surprise.
That's
yeah,
not really what
the
a
way
hug
I do it
is like for me.
Wait a minute. I open up the New York Times by accident.
Anything good?
I just have to stay current with
I'm
what's going on.
I'm constantly doing that. Yeah.
Yeah,
they'll just
so
be like, "Oh, okay, that's interesting. That's funny, but it's not like my experience of a hug is not really a slow motion tickle."
But it's educational too because it is telling people like this is how you should be hugging, and then you do go, "You go, hey guys, I've seen this bit a few times." You go, "Hey guys, remember that Christian side hug music video?" And then you perform the entire thing, which I just love seeing someone do without the music, but.
Yeah. Well, I've got, you know, it's great to sort of change up and not just find different, you know, media and using all of my talents and, you know, music is my mistress. And so getting music involved is always great in that way.
Yeah. She's stepping out on me then because she and I are dating. So
and it's not an issue for me because we have an open relationship, me and music.
Yeah. And I'm not jealous at all. Because I know that at the end of the day, I'm her main squeeze.
But like for you, Joe, it's like open relationship. You say like it's not an issue. It's like encouraged. Like you to say it's open, you have like permanently removed the locks from the doors. It is open 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. The more the merrier.
And what I often say to music, I say, hey, as you know, I don't care where you get your appetite as long as you're eating dinner at home and dinner is served with milk.
Which is your child.
My child, yes.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook. Whoa.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we'll dub that in, and well, let's just hear the next clip, Kevin.
Okay.
This is with Jason Mantzoukas.
Hollywood Handbook.
You know, to be like, oh, great, who do we need to talk? Who should we be chatting up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and more importantly, who's on their period?
Yeah, or who's not.
Or who's not,
you know,
for a change.
Yeah. Because I know the three of us love to fuck girls on their periods, but like... like a couple of other our other friends were like not into it, which was what made
more
our friend
for us.
Group.
Hollywood Handbook.
So again, that is sort of a representation of what the show used to be for, like
for that one crazy spring where I think we were maybe overcompensating a little bit.
You know, you guys are trying to grow past it. You don't have to explain yourself every time.
Okay,
you're okay in my book.
It was one
if
spring.
That's what you're worried.
I mean,
about.
It was a single spring.
That's okay. People grow and evolve, and you're here to sort of do real comedy with me.
You're cooped up all winter. That
and the
first
as soon as you hear the robin let his songbird fly, you just want to get out there and talk about narsty and schnarsty stuff, and you just don't realize sometimes if you don't do that, you're actually... The song sounds a little sweeter.
And I do have to object.
Are you still hearing the song?
Yeah, I'm hearing it now.
Okay.
The theme song?
Yeah, well, you were just saying it sounds sweeter, and I thought it had stopped for you, but you are still hearing it.
No, it sounds like a sort of a remaster was done, and maybe we just sort of got in there with a great producer and just sort of went over the old tapes and tracks and sort of, you know, bumped the sounds up and cleaned them off and rearranged them and, you know.
So when I hear this clip, I agree it's not family friendly. I agree we should find something to dub over it. You did describe it as gnarsty and schnarsty, where I think the core concept underneath it is actually quite beautiful.
Really?
The language is blunt, but if we could keep that core concept, yes, that would be nice.
Of thinking that women and their bodies and their cycle is beautiful and something to be celebrated and not necessarily
criticized.
Okay, see,
criticized. Because I actually had an issue with that too, because I saw two trouble spots. Mm. Yeah, girls having their, if there's just a way, God, what's a good substitute for that? Girls having their,
their
you know,
visitor, their
maybe special visit,
friend,
yeah,
special visit. Okay.
Does that then I get a little bit worried that almost seems a little bit like,
is it too vague?
No. Like a special visitor, I assume, always is a lover. So
right.
Then that's getting us back into hanky-panky, which is another tough area that I don't love. Right. Maybe, you know what, let's skip to this. Sometimes for me, when I'm doing this with my material, if I'm just focused on a single word, it's almost impossible. But
okay.
If I'm focused on a larger chunk of offending ideas.
Okay, this is a totally different clip with Jess St. Clair and Lennon Parnham.
Hollywood Handbook.
One time, when I was having sex, she spotted.
No,
you know, Wolverine. You know, action.
Oh, I'm
figure.
Sorry. I thought you meant she spotted. Like, I thought the little she had girl. Like. I thought she had like had her period, her, like intermittently, which is also again. Called spotting.
Oh no, that would be that's grounds for dismissal. No, instantly, you're out of you're out of the house.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, do they cancel each other out?
Mm.
Do they cancel each other out? The two clips, you mean?
This was because, from the following spring.
Yeah, they indicate sort of opposite sentiments. So if someone's mad about one thing, then I think we already have this other clip pulled, and we just play that one instead. It's like, well, you must like this.
I don't follow the logic on that.
You didn't hear any of it?
No, I got the theme song again. And that's why I was like, I don't know what you guys want me to replace in this, because I actually think your theme song is very nice. I play it for my grandma all the time.
So,
do you have another clip?
Okay.
Meg Ryan, okay. Richard Gere, Michelle Pfeiffer, Rupert Grint. Right. I have no problem with any of those except for the second guy.
Sounded like you were hearing something different. Joe, I heard the theme song for a second there, but you sounded like you were responding to speech.
I heard you guys talking to a guest about some stuff that, God, for me to even describe it to you will be difficult for me now.
Okay, yeah, it was too snarky.
But you at one point said no problem with any of those except for the second guy, so it sounds like Richard Gere is an issue for you, if you were hearing the theme song.
No, I wasn't. I was hearing you guys talk to a guest, and you were getting into some blue material.
Okay.
And
are you able to say who, if you can't talk about the material, are you able to say who the guest was, so we can maybe like narrow down? Because this is tough, because I heard the theme song, you heard the clip that we now need to discuss, but you can't share it with us. But if
it's hard for me to share it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I kind of had an issue with the second guy and what he was saying. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, blueberries. And I think you guys know what I mean when I say blueberries.
Okay.
And he was talking about how he likes to stuff an envelope full of blueberries.
Okay. Now, this,
I'm not
familiar with this concept. This sounds
I think you
really,
guys know what
really
I mean.
Disgusting.
Okay. It's actually.
But this is not something I've ever heard about.
To me, this is more graphic, than anything we've heard up to this point.
But do you know, you follow the comedy
seen, could you tell from the voice like who it was? So maybe we can narrow down.
I could give you an age range.
Okay.
I would say it's probably older.
That's
than,
everybody. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Older than who?
I was going to say older than kindergartner, and then younger than Moses maybe would be the range I would give. Older than kindergartner, younger than Moses. Does that
okay.
help
Well,
at
Moses
all?
Has been different ages.
Moses was all kinds of ages, yeah.
So Moses to say younger now? Than Moses today?
I was thinking classic Moses.
Just like the idea of Moses that we all have in our minds.
Yeah.
The main Moses.
Big white beard with Moses. Yeah, the main Moses. Maybe we should just move on to another clip.
Okay.
He was talking about stuffing a envelope with blueberries and taking it home and never talking about it ever again.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. Sounds,
and yeah, I think you guys know what I mean when I say
vicious.
Taking it home.
I really don't, but it sounds
I am
really
not even
bad.
Close, but what I'm guessing is really, really bad.
Do you know what I mean when I say never talking about it ever again?
I hope not.
Okay.
This is a clip with Paul Russ talking about an embarrassing moment with Helen Mirren.
Okay.
Hollywood Handbook.
And I shook her hand, and I guess she squeezed it just a little harder than I expected. I queefed. Thank God she queefed at the same time.
To put you at ease.
Yeah. She's a pro, you know, she could tell
but
that I was
uncomfortable. You've been in this business for that long.
And there's a lot of celebrities, I'll be honest, who would have just let me queef and be embarrassed about it and kind of have that power trip of like, I know you did, I've never queefed.
Hollywood Handbook.
We had just sort of discovered this concept, I remember.
Mm.
Really? I actually didn't have any problem with this clip.
Okay.
Because I love to queef. I queef all the time. And when I'm sort of meal planning for the week and I'm thinking, what do I want to eat this week? I'm like, I know I'm going to want to queef this week.
It's
you know,
food,
so I just go.
Food does.
Certain foods.
Because I don't think of it as like a digestive. It's not connected to the digestive system.
You
at
guys
all.
Have to. You guys are missing out then. It's the first thing I do. I get inside the grocery store. And I walk up to the butcher counter and I, you know, get some of the finest, you know, the Queen's beef. And I take it home and I prepare it in a variety of ways. And me and my family will queef with that. And it's great. And I queef so much that my wife is like, sometimes I think queefing is your job. And I'm
okay.
like, I wish it was. It's my part-time job. Queefing is my part-time job. I wish that queefing was my full-time job. Because I would queef Saturdays, Sundays, every day of the week. I'd get off the road finally, you know, and just sit at home and queef.
To be fair, you just said I'd get off the road finally, but this is your first tour.
Yeah, you're
that
just
you've
starting
scheduled
my first
the
tour. You just set up.
But I'm feeling it already, though. It's just, you know.
The lifestyle can be pretty lonely.
I'm a homebody, you know.
It's true.
It's going to be hard.
Okay.
The Queen's beef.
Mm-hmm.
This is at the store?
Well, there's not one type of meat that's considered the Queen's beef. It's whatever
it's
the most
whatever
expensive
it is that day.
Yes, it's whatever the most expensive cut of beef at your local butcher or grocery store is. And then you come home and you bake it in the oven with a little crown on top. And then it's the Queen's beef.
The Queen's beef. Okay, wow. All right. That's interesting. So that clip is that it gets a pass and we don't have to redo that.
Great.
And Disney will actually maybe like it.
I think so. It's fun to think about. I eat the same stuff Helen Mirren eats. They're just like us.
Yeah, and Paul Rust.
This next clip is from a pro version.
Hollywood Handbook.
The hormone, estrogen, it injects itself into your breast, and it swells to enormous size.
A nation of soy boys with unbelievably juicy gazongas.
Kevin is vegan, and I have never been willing to address this before, but it's reached a situation where I cannot avoid it any longer. Kevin has become stacked.
Kevin, when I see Kevin, oftentimes he will be up on a ladder fixing something on the other side of the divider in the studio so that I can't see his head and face. I can only see him essentially from the neck down. And the first thing I think is, I would.
Hollywood Handbook.
And I do just want to say, since then, I barely notice it anymore. Like, at the time, it was something I would, like, think about a lot. But, like, we never talk about it.
It's been a great learning opportunity for me about societal change and how things that seem jarring at first, if you just don't draw the focus there and you just give yourself a little time, you can adjust and it will become the new normal.
Right.
It's part of the furniture at this point. And it honestly could be furniture. It could be a beanbag chair. Each of them.
Flotation device.
This is, you guys are treading into sort of a little bit spicy waters for me right now, even just talking about that.
Okay. We'll back up.
I just think when you're talking about body parts, part of the thing that I think a lot of people think they're being clean comics when they say things like bean bags or flotation device, because you're sort of replacing the word with a thing that isn't something that we normally consider dirty. But you have to go one more step away, because I can so easily figure out what part you're talking about, and then I'm thinking about it, and then I am a mess mentally and physically. And it's all I can think
about. So you need to fully disguise the intent.
And my tongue is on the floor. I need release. I need this thought to be out of my mind.
Uh-huh.
You're not dealing with Mr. Jekyll anymore. You're not, yes, you're not dealing with Mr. Jekyll anymore. You're dealing with Mr. Hyde.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't have a doctorate. So I don't go from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde.
You're never Dr. Jekyll, but you are Mr. Jekyll normally. And unfortunately, you can also become Mr. Hyde.
So it's we describe furniture that is less like the part. Is that?
So instead of a beanbag chair, we might say that could be a tasteful ottoman.
Ottoman, I still have a problem with, because I've told my, I say like a square ottoman is okay, or rectangular
ottoman.
So many of them are round, and I just can't have the round ones.
Well, and there's also the sort of poof ottoman that is essentially a fancier beanbag chair.
Maybe an end table, bedside table.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I always have a different issue with bedside tables, because I think of them as four you-know-whats coming off of a very flat you-know-what, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's how I think of an end table, a bedside table. It's four you-know-whats shooting out of a very flat you-know-what. And so can't have those in the bedroom.
Okay.
No place for that kind of stuff in the bedroom.
And the drawer, those are, just in terms of the end table, the four things are drawers that shoot out of the kind of superstructure.
No.
No?
No, oh my, no, no,
okay,
no.
Okay, you don't know what then. I think I do know what, and it is four you-know-whats coming out of the you-know-what. So it is
a flat you-know-what.
A flat you-know-what.
That's larger.
Yes. I think...
I don't have drawers.
And I can see you physically becoming a mess.
What if I what if I said is break front too evocative?
Now, I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Okay.
What's a break front?
It's sort of a hutch. It's like often like a glass-doored hutch with like a freestanding shelving unit with
If you can locate a piece of furniture that I'm unfamiliar with, that would be the way to go. And that's what I do in my shows if I do have to talk about that kind of stuff.
Okay. Two big Chesterfields hanging off the front of us.
Chesterfields is a problem because this the first syllable makes me think of it again. And
okay.
Then I am just roiling inside my body.
So this addresses how we referred to it just now, but it does not address the original clip in any way.
Yes.
Is there anything you can do with that?
Yes, good call, Hayes. This didn't help us.
You use the letter after F word towards the end, and I think that's okay. I think that's a good strategy to try and use some sort of gibberish.
Okay.
Like you did. The problem with that word is it sort of has the shape of the thing somehow. So I think you want to go to a different sort of gibberish that doesn't have it at all, you know? So just you take up a totally made up word that doesn't mean anything in reality and say, like, instead of I'm looking at that huge pair of, you know what, you say I'm looking at that huge pair of quibbies or something, like a word that doesn't have any other sort of meaning.
Could it be the name of a Pokemon?
A Pokemon monster? A
huge pair of Articunos.
A pocket monster?
A pocket monster.
I mean, obviously you don't want to go with Jigglypuff, but... A huge pair of pocket monsters.
And that's where my mind went.
Or Wigglytuff, honestly. Any evolution of Jigglypuff.
Honestly, even Snorlax, I would say, is a little bit too much.
It's getting me sort of charged up, yes.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to talk about Mewtwo because I find him to be erotic in other ways. This is a whole problem area, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so then Quibi was your pitch. I guess you are the expert. So we
or
could...
WeWork or just anything, just like something that's a nonsense that word nothing. That doesn't have any sort of other meaning. Yes.
Couple of Quibis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's helpful. I think we can plug that in.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, great. This next clip, I think we can apply the same rules.
Hollywood Handbook.
Breathstick is going through the ground.
Yeah, all the different layers of the Earth's crust.
Yeah.
And it's meeting the devil in hell.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it kills the devil.
So after the Cody flashback, we should see Breathstick ruling hell.
Well, what I was thinking is that Breathstick is the one force of pure goodness in the world, and the devil is the force of pure evil. Mm-hmm. And so these two enemies are finally face to face.
Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is there a word? Is there a not a
We're doing
Pokemon
a comic
name,
book.
But a, yeah, we were coming up with a comic book idea.
Kind of a naughty comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the hit. It was a little naughty.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously there's one major offender here, and
that's the one word to describe Brett's body part.
For me, okay, that I don't like either. Oh, I don't like to think about going subterranean in any way.
That
it's the burrowing.
There's
too
much
of an issue for you.
Yes, it's well, physically, I think if you think about burrowing or digging, that to me resembles something that I do behind closed doors with my wife. Just the physical movement of burrowing. So that's an issue. And then I just think under in the soil and in the earth is where there's a lot of that sort of like, temptation lies, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because
what kind of thing?
Like,
worms.
Worms look like, to me, you could, in a way, take four worms and attach them to a really flat you-know-what, and you've got a sexy end table. You've got the sexiest end table that Beetlejuice has ever seen. So that's an issue for me.
Okay, so
is there any way where he could be... Yes.
Okay.
Or I was going to say maybe he is ruling heaven and Grammy and Grampy are there and he's ruling it with his,
Sorry, Joe.
Closed fist.
To double back to words that we're not supposed to use, you did use the B word, the name of Mr. Juice. You said the sexiest end table that. And that, for this show, we have used that name once on the show before, so you've now taken our second usage of it.
It carries over.
Just to stop off, if it does get used a third time, we will summon him into the podcast. And so I am hoping that you have the wherewithal to refrain. Certainly, as someone who prides himself on having control over his language a little bit.
Sure.
I'm not angry, but I do want to bring it to your attention.
No, it's your show. It's your show, and I respect you.
That's right.
And I respect that. And
sure
for me, I just think as a guest, anytime I do, obviously I'm doing a lot of podcasts into the ramp up to this tour. And, one of the first things, and maybe it's not even you, maybe it's like sports staff or something. No offense, Kevin, but usually one of the first things when I get in the room, they update me on what
the current count.
Keyword count is.
Yeah.
Just so I know, are we starting from zero? Do we have an issue where we're close to him coming? Do we have my personal nightmare, which is he's there and he's just saying the most outrageous things.
And being
just
vulgar as hell. Honking his own crotch. And
gesticulating and all of that stuff that I absolutely hate.
Okay.
This is where we are, and now we know, and now I have the count.
I appreciate you being receptive, but we have Brett is ruling heaven with Grammy and Grampy are there, and he's using his
closed fist, I think, would be just like another thing that you could use that's funny, and it doesn't have any sort of...
Closed fist for me is erotic because of what I'm so often closing it around.
And then also, if it's like if the fist is closed and then it's traveling off really far, then that could be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it, we have to have him ruling it with a body part? Could it be he's ruling it with,
if we can match the audio
or even just a vibe?
If he's ruling it with a chill vibe.
Do we want to have something that's the same number of syllables and the same sort of linguistic shape as the offending word, or?
I do have a question about where you mentioned doing comedy for Grammy and also playing our podcast for Grammy, but Grammy is in heaven as well.
Yeah.
So I just want to, like, is that you are playing our podcast for Grammy in heaven?
Well, sure. Yeah. When I go, well, first of all, I don't think I'm alone in this.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of Grammys. You know, I have than one Grammy.
Right.
You know, because my parents have remarried a couple of times each. So I don't have just the one Grammy. I got more Grammys that I can barely keep track of.
Right.
So some of them are with us and some of them come to my show and they know they're going to have a good time and they don't have to worry about
Joe, I don't know. Maybe I'm the weird one. I only have two. I have one for best comedy album and one for best debut hip hop artist.
Oh, I see what's happening here. You think I'm talking about the, you know, an award for musical excellence. Some people, how many Nanas do you have? Let me ask you that question.
I had one huge one.
And you had one huge one. What'd you do with it?
I haven't thought about it in quite some time. I think it turned brown and I baked it into a bread during quarantine like everybody else.
Are you hearing the song?
I am.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I am getting it too.
And that might be our cue to wrap it up. I do have to get going. But this has been invaluable.
Yeah, this has been so helpful, Joe. Thank
you. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, no problem.
Anything you want to plug for? I mean, I guess you have your tour.
Mm. Where can we find tickets to that? Do you have a website up?
I am having issues with all things technological here, and so I don't have that. What I've been asking to do is I've been posting the tour dates outside of my house on a piece of paper, and I'm asking people to just come over there, congregate there, and check out the tour dates.
Okay, we got it. We just gotta go. Sorry.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.